Four Bloomington Normal residents are being honored for their dedication and volunteer efforts, which reflect the ideology of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At tomorrow's luncheon, Karen Schmidt of Bloomington and Elaine Hill of Normal will receive the MLK Award for Adults. The Youth Awards will go to Kaylin Richards of Bloomington and Dhruv Reba of Normal. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson speaks to Kaylin Richards, a junior at Bloomington High School, about what Dr. King means to her and what it was like to find out she had won the award. She was shocked.
I was actually coming home from work. I work at the Boys and Girls Club. And my mom handed me the letter, and I'm like, oh, letter from City of Bloomington. All right. So I open it, and I thought it was a nomination letter. So I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. I'm reading it, trying to get all the details and everything. And I hand it back to my mom, and she's like, well, you got to look a little harder. And she said, and I look, and it says that I actually was nominated and I won. So that changed the game, and I was so happy, and I was grateful, and I was completely honored.
So over the years, this award has been given to people who reflect the ideology of Dr. King. That being said, you were chosen because your efforts in the community have impacted people, and the commission believes you reflect who he was. What does that mean for you to be recognized in this way?
Well, I remember visiting Dr. Martin Luther King's memorial in Washington, D.C., and I sat and it was just a moment of reflection, and I thought everything he did to build his legacy really paved the way for me, because it reminds me daily to take myself out of it and to remember where I came from and why I started everything, because I feel like so many people, including myself, can get caught up in just trying to build a resume and just get my name out there, but really we have to remember why we started this, to build a better future for all people.
So you're involved in a lot of organizations, but let's start with Project Oz Youth Action Board. What is that group's main purpose, and why did you feel the need to get so involved?
I'm around youth constantly, so I'm reminded of the struggles that we go through, and I feel like Project Oz had such a strong foundation that to branch out and start an organization just focusing on youth and the problems that they go through is so beneficial, like drugs and homelessness and finding jobs and things like that. We did a lot of work to prevent substance abuse. We implemented no smoke parks. We had drug runs where we would raise money just to prevent substance abuse. We had different days where we went out into the community and informed people on where to properly dispose of their medicine so it wouldn't get put into the wrong hands. But one of my favorite organizations that I'm involved with is the Illinois Art Station Teen Collective. It's a group that came together through Bloomington High School, and it was a group of diverse teens, and we had to decide what social justice topic we wanted our art piece to be about. So we met every Monday and we just talked, and we had deep discussions about things that we felt our community was really struggling with and the things that we were passionate about. And I felt like it was very important to see youth that weren't just uninformed on these things. I feel like we all had something to bring to the table, and it ended up with a great, great piece, and we all had the chance to express how we felt through art.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Tiffany Jackson. I'm in the studio with Kaylin Richards, one of the two youth winners, along with Dhruv Reba, of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards. They will be presented with this Saturday at the MLK Awards Luncheon at ISU. So, Kaylin, events like this are an important opportunity to reflect on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, what he accomplished, and what still needs to be done. As a young person who is very engaged in her community, what does MLK mean to you?
Well, Dr. King modeled deep listening for both moral reasoning and logical strategy. I find myself getting caught up in being too passionate about things, and I kind of I forget that some things take time and some things take being patient to really get to the actual goal. Because if you are just so straightforward about it and you don't really think about what you're doing, you don't really take the time to think, how will this actually play out? How will this actually make change that will last?
So what do you think needs to be done in order to make Bloomington Normal or any other cities more in sync when it comes to equality and justice?
In my opinion, I think that we need to focus more on including everyone, because I feel like our community is so divided that even certain sides of the city just don't get along, or we don't click. And I feel like if we can find one common thing to get us together, then we could really make some influential change.
So you're a junior in high school now at BHS. Have you ever thought about what you might major in college if you go, or what you might want to do in your career?
Yes. My dream is to go to Tuskegee University. It's a historically black college. So I would love to major in history education and minor in politics and government. And I feel like as a major in history education, I could go into teaching and follow my passion by helping people connect the dots from history to their present day.
That's Kaylin Richards, a junior at Bloomington High School, speaking with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson. Kaylin is one of two youth winners to be recognized at tomorrow's 44th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards Luncheon at Illinois State University.